As you delve deeper into yoga, you begin to understand that much has been altered since its practices first emerged from India. Much of what we think of as yoga today, according to Indian yoga master Neil Kulkarni, only skims the surface of teachings rooted in the Upanishads, the ancient texts that gave birth to Hinduism. Kulkarni, teaching in Honolulu this weekend, wants to encourage us all to look deeper.
Most of the today's styles in the modern world, they are geared towards physical postures, most of them, and some of them have breathing involved in it. But these are the modern styles of practicing yoga exercise mainly. But yoga in the original sense does not mean exercise at all. In the original sense, yoga is a philosophical subject, and it is coming directly from Upanishad. Upanishad is the first philosophical text known in the world, where what they have realized is that man is in a search of happiness, and that happiness is always found, but it vanishes after a while. It never continues forever.
It's elusive, illusory.
So the vanishing part of anything is definite. Whether you will get happiness or not is not definite, but vanishing of, if you get the happiness, vanishing part or remaining in the sorrow is definite.
So the only thing definite is that it's going away.
Yes, the definite part is that there is always some negative or disappointment or sorrow. That sorrow is a name given in certain philosophies. So in the philosophy, they are trying to get over that sorrow. Even if you do not become happy, it is okay, but sorrow should not be there. So this is the basis of the yoga philosophy, that what is that you need to do.
It sounds as if you need to do something, otherwise the sorrow will be there. It sounds, you're describing sorrow as a one constant, yeah?
Yes, and that is for a person who has not gone to that stage yet, which in other words, the person who is materialistic, whose enjoyment is coming from material benefits, that person is still enjoying the material aspect. And in the Sanskrit philosophy, it is called bhoga. Bhoga means enjoyment. There is a sweet called rajabhog, which is a Bengali sweet. So you are engrossed in the outside world for enjoying. Now, once in a lifetime or many times you go through a sorrowful situation, and that makes you introspective. And you try to think whether there is a way you can avoid that sorrow. That is the time the philosophy starts. And in the Sanskrit philosophy, that is called apavarga. So, bhoga and apavarga, these are the two different directions the world is taking you. So, as long as you are enjoying the material world, you are going towards bhoga direction. And the same world, exactly same thing, is now taking you in the opposite direction because you are happy with it. For example, American economy is growing, so they are enjoying in one way. Now the economy is going the other way, so they are thinking of many, many other aspects of life that they want to think what happened, why economy is bad, did we do something wrong? These thoughts are coming now.
It sounds as if there's a path to happiness no matter what direction events take. Is that right?
That is true, but the path of happiness means there are two types of happiness. One happiness is kind of a sensual happiness. That means you are now, you like to eat ice cream. So you ate the ice cream and you
pleasures of the senses.
Right. And there is another happiness which is coming by the understanding.
That's the deeper kind.
That's the deeper and that's more lasting. And the more and more deep it becomes, the more lasting it will become. So at the end, when you are completely enlightened about the world, that means you come to know what the life's meaning is, then you are totally happy. Happy means you are not interested in comparing with the other person. You are happy within yourself.
That's what the yoga practice
That's what the yoga practice is going
for.
To take you. Now, when they analyze these things, they came to know that there are four types of people. And all these four types of people also have commonality, of course. So one type of people, what they realized is that you have to go on making your mind more and more peaceful. And also you should get a very good control over the mind. That means if you see something which is sensually enjoyable, but you know that it is not good for you in long run.
That's the time to use your mind to take control.
Correct. So initially you will be training to take a control. But however, after some time that control will become mastery. Then you will not need that control.
That's the goal, mastery of yourself,
correct.
Right?
So this mastery of the mind is called Raja Yoga, means path of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So in that path of meditation, you are going to sit quietly at one place. Then your mind will be more active because now you don't have anything to do. Then you have to slowly control that mind until it completely becomes under your volition. That process is called meditation, and that is the path of meditation, or in the classical yoga system, that is called yoga.
Neil Kulkarni will teach tonight through Sunday at the Still and Moving Center in Honolulu, and details are on our HPR website.
Tell it to you,